So, Newstalk's AB, the time right now is 6:24, and we welcome to the program Mark Riggle from Milford Asset Management. Hello, Mark.
Good evening, Andrew.
So today we had the Reserve Bank who left the rates on hold. They maintained a cautious outlook on the economy, but they did admit that we have come out of lockdown a bit quicker and a bit better than they expected. So what did you read into the statement?
Well, I guess as expected today, they continue to cite downside risk to the economy, and that's consistent with what they said a month ago when they had their last meeting. And they also continue to lean on that glass half empty outlook to stress that they stand ready to enact more monetary policy stimulus as necessary. So even though there was no change today, I guess it was business as usual and expecting more from the RBNZ at future meetings.
Okay. Would you agree that things are better than the Reserve Bank expected earlier, as they seem to indicate? I mean, how do you feel about it? We've been at level one much sooner than the Reserve Bank forecast. And do we have any evidence that the consumer activity is rebounding better than expectations?
Yeah, we do look at more high-frequency data points to try and gauge activity levels. And we've seen a couple of data points that show that they haven't rebounded quite dramatically from the trough in April. So if you look at shopping centre footfall, that's at similar levels to where we were a year ago, according to KPG and Stride, who own some large malls. Credit card data spending from Paymark also shows that card spending is at levels similar to where we were a year ago as well. So for the RBNZ, who thought we'd be at level two for 10 months, that data is corroborating that the outcome for the economy is in fact significantly better than their baseline scenario outlined a month ago.
Do you think they're being too cautious?
Well, it all depends on what the new normal of economic activity is. If we look at that same spending data, there was a 16% year-on-year increase in spending on furniture, electrical goods and hardware. So that maybe points to some pent-up activity, and therefore, once we were allowed to go shopping again, there was a surge in consumer spending. What's the new normal going to look like? If we're only at last year's levels, including that surge, then maybe we settle at slightly lower levels, in which case that outlook from the RBNZ being slightly more cautious may look to be justified.
Good stuff. Mark Riggle from Milford Asset Management, I thank you for your time today. It's now 6:26, and this is the